This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome back, value investors. Once again, U.S. stocks are hitting all-time highs. Now, we can't really complain about this, of course. But as value investors, it seems because we're not in favor, and the growth stocks are, that we're kind of fighting this trend. We're fighting the trend of stocks hitting all-time highs. And everyone thinks as they continue to hit all-time highs that there's absolutely no value stocks out there. But we know that that's false because I'm bringing you value stocks every week. Now, I'm not saying that the universe of value stocks is really large. It's not. It is small. But there are some value stocks out there that aren't just value traps, that are genuine value stocks. So I thought this week, what if we tried to find those that are value stocks that are also breaking out to new highs? So following the narrative, like I said, why fight it? There are some value stocks that are mimicking the overall indexes, so we might as well be in those. And if a stock is a value stock and it's also breaking out, there has to be one other thing that is certain, and that probably is that those earnings estimates are rising. Otherwise, the stock would be definitely well outside of value range. Remember, mostly for classic value searches, we use PE as an initial screen for value. So if the P is rising, the E has to be 2. And that's a good thing. That's what we want. We want the holy grail of investing is what I call it, a value stock with rising earnings that also has momentum. That's like all three things. So I initially was going to run a screen looking for that with the PE, but then I realized the PE probably isn't going to get me there. Yes, I just said there are value stocks, but now I'm saying there's not that many and we might not be able to get them in the screen. So what I ran was a screen with the Zacks rank of 1 or 2. Those are the strong buys or the buys, because that will give us rising earnings estimates probably 95% of the time. That rank means that the estimates are rising, the analysts are raising those earnings estimates, and then we're going to get the higher rank. And then I looked for stocks that are at or near the 52-week high. So I did it within about a 10% ratio of being near that high, but most are closer than that. And then I used Zacks rank scores, their value score of A. And the Zacks site has these style scores on there, and they have one for value, one for growth, and one for momentum. And it goes like A, B, C, D, F or something. Obviously, A is good and A is what you want, A or B, but A is the top mark. And so I looked for Zacks value style scores of A. And what that means isn't necessarily the classic value screen. So I didn't do a classic value screen here, which would use like PE, price to book, price to sales, and all of our favorite value metrics that I use. This style score searches for value within, say, an industry or a peer group. So you're going to get some of the classic fundamentals a little higher in some cases than you otherwise would do on a classic value screen. And you're going to see that in the 5 stocks that this screen produced to me. It actually gave me 35 stocks total, which isn't too bad, but I narrowed it down to 5 that I thought were kind of interesting. And there's a few in here that have some classic value to them, but the other ones you're going to be like, Tracy, what are you talking about? That doesn't look like a value to me. So I'm just going to run through the stocks and you can go check them out and kind of make your own decisions on whether or not these seem like a value to you. So the first one is one of those classic value plays right now, and it's American Mobil, which is ticker AMX. Some of you may know this as Carlos Slim's telecommunications company. This is a Mexican company down in Mexico. They're the largest telecommunications company down there. They do all the wireless and all of that. So Mexico economy is pretty good. That means their earnings are pretty good here. They made only 14 cents last year, and this year they're expected to make $1.46. Now, we only have 2 analysts, so that's kind of messing around with the estimates to some extent here, because I looked at like 2018, it drops back down to 97 cents. And so I looked, and one analyst had 85 cents. The other one was at $1.46. So that's how we got like the 97 estimate in there. So you kind of have to watch out with these foreign stocks. I know I've said it before, but there's fewer analysts on them. So both the rank and the consensus estimate can get kind of screwy here. But this is a cheap stock. It has a forward P of 12.7. And with those earnings, if they make it, it has a PEG ratio of just 0.2. So you got the growth plus the low PE, and it pays a dividend of 1.6%. Now, these shares are up 47% year to date. But as I said, I screen for this. I screen for hot stocks because these are, you know, near their 52-week high here, but already up 47% and still cheap. Our second stock is one most people probably haven't heard of. It's Werner Enterprises, and that's W-E-R-N-E-R. The ticker is actually W-E-R-N, and they're a freight and trucking company out of Omaha. Now, this is one that's not one of the classical values, but it does have the Zacks value style score of A. They have a PE of 27. So I know you're sitting there going, what? No, Tracy, no. But they got that rising earnings with earnings this year expected to be up 12.8%, next year 20%. And those estimates are on the rise. The analysts have been raising. That's how we get the good rank. And these shares are up 27.6% year to date. Now, our third stock is also one of the ones where the PE is a little too high for those of you who only want to invest in the classical value definition. So Casella Waste Systems is this one, CWST. These shares are up 42% year to date. So these waste management companies have been real hot. And even before, you know, the hurricanes hit, they were pretty hot. They offer waste management, including dumpsters and customized waste and recycling plans in 34 states, mostly for homeowners. So this is a play on the hurricane recovery as well. They made 19 cents last year and are expected to make 57 in 2017. So that's quite a big gain up 198% on the earnings side. But their PE is 30.8. So if you, again, are a classical value investor, I don't think you're going to be able to stomach that one. But they have that style score because they are considered a value amongst their peers and in that industry. Our fourth stock is Carnival Cruise Lines. Ticker is CCL for that one. They're a little more affordable here, a little more in our value range. They have a PE of 18.1, which isn't too bad. It's about right in line with the overall S&P 500, actually. Shares are up 30% this year, and earnings expect to be up 8.2 this year, and then next year, 14.5. They made $3.45 last year. This year's estimate's $3.73. So we do have rising earnings estimates here. As the global economy, you know, stays fairly solid, which it is, people are traveling and cruises are really popular right now, both, you know, well, actually worldwide. And the cruise lines have been real good at moving their ships around to where the demand is. So Carnival's might be one you want to keep on your list. All the cruise lines are really hot right now. I think all of them are trading near highs here. But Carnival, with a PE of 18.1, has that value style score of A. And then our fifth stock is one of the Chinese solar companies, which I've kind of stayed away from, but they have been cheap recently. And it is JA Solar, and the ticker there is JASO. Their PE is just 13.1, so that's much more in the value range of what we're used to if we're looking at classical value. And the shares are up 72% year to date, but they were really in the doghouse. All of these solar companies were, because demand really has fallen off in Europe. Now, their last quarter was better than expected because the Chinese market was really strong. So their domestic demand boosted that quarter. But they did kind of warn that the Chinese market is expected to slow in the second half of 2017. So I don't know, need to look around at this one, because that huge beat last quarter might not be sustainable. But they did make 61 cents a share last year and expected to make $1.88 this year. That's pretty dramatic increase. Only one analyst here, though, because it's a foreign company again. So that could play a little bit into that one. But shares, as I said, up 72% year to date. So this is another hot one. Now, remember, to dig in deeper on any of these companies you're buying, actually anything you're buying, as a longer term investor, you know, you should be looking at the background of these companies. I just did a bare bones screens here. This is just giving us the numbers, obviously. And all we really know from the screen is that the earnings estimates are rising. The stock is breaking out because I did screen for that, and that there's some value here, value amongst their peers or in their industry, or some classical value with a few of these. So it's up to you to go figure out the rest of the story, as they say. Find out the why. Why are earnings estimates rising so dramatically? What is happening in the business that it's growing earnings like that? Like Casella Waste Systems, earnings expected to jump 198%. Well, we've had waste management for, you know, decades now. Why is this one expected to see this kind of growth? Listen in on the conference calls. I really recommend that. If you can, you can also get the transcripts, but you get a lot more flavor about what's going on when you actually hear the voices and hear the kind of inflections in the voices, both with the questions and with the answers. So I know it's kind of tedious for some of them. You know, they last an hour, sometimes more, but you do learn a lot about what's going on at a company from the conference call. You can read investor day reports. A lot of companies have investor day. It's kind of usually kind of thrown in there with analyst day a lot of times, but either one, a lot of companies will put out slide presentations. So definitely check out that. But I really urge everyone to be an informed investor. So don't just go by the numbers and, you know, not even just earnings and what's happening there, but dig down deeper to find out what really makes the company tick and is that sustainable going forward? Because that's kind of key, especially if you're a longer term investor. If you're trading it, you still have to know the story too, because the trade can depend on what the story is. But certainly if you're going to invest in it, you want to know what your companies do. So be sure to dig in a little bit deeper. So let me recap the stocks again. Now, remember, these are value style scores of A. Some are classic, some are not, but they're value based on what's going on with their peers. And the first one was American Mobile, AMX. Then we had Werner Enterprises, WERN, Casella Waste Systems, CWST, Carnival Cruise Lines, CCL, and JA Solar Holdings, JASO. And remember, you can always get all of our old podcasts on both iTunes. We have our own page there now for the Value Investor Podcast. Be sure to subscribe there if all you want is the Value Investor. But if you want both the Value Investor and the Zacks Market Edge Podcast, you can also subscribe to that page on iTunes. And you can get them all on SoundCloud under the Market Edge name over there. So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And I'll be back again next week with some more value stocks.